In a time when Arab Americans and Muslim Americans fear they are being stereotyped and treated with suspicion, my two guests have to get on stage, win over an audience, and make them laugh. Ahmed Ahmed is an Egyptian-American comic. Maz Jobrani is Iranian-American. They are two of the comics who have performed in the series Arabian Nights at the L.A. club, The Comedy Store. In June of 2002, I asked them if there was any material they had to throw out of their acts after September 11th. Let's start with Ahmed Ahmed's response.
Before September 11th, a lot of my material was talking about being Arab, but it was like, hey, I'm Arab, check me out. And after September 11th, it was sort of like, hey, I'm Arab, don't shoot.
Right.
So we did try to find ways to not necessarily talk about September 11th, but talk about the repercussions that, you know, ourselves and other Arabs, Persians and Muslims, you know, sort of suffered. I know for me personally, after September 11th, you know, because the hysteria over Arabs got way out of hand, you know, now when I get pulled over by the LAPD, I just tell them I'm black. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to catch a beating one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to get killed, too.
Ahmed, when it came time for you to sit down after September 11th and rewrite your act, like, where did you start? How did you go about doing it?
I went to the airport. I went right to the airport. I tried to get on a plane. And one of the jokes I do is I say, you know, I got to the baggage claim and I said, you know, the guy said, are these your bags, sir? I said, yes. He says, did you pack them yourself? I said, yes. And then they arrested me.
And I think also, this is Maz, I mean, the first time I flew was several months after, and I was scared that they were going to, you know, stop me and say something. And I found myself enunciating English like never before because I didn't want to have an accent.
Hello.
And I don't have an accent anyway, you know, but I was like, hello, my fellow American. I'm just trying to board the aeroplane, you know?
You know, Terry, I've flown to New York three times since September 11th, and I've been profiled every time. And granted, I'm wearing a full beard right now. I have a very, you know, sort of going for that Taliban look. This Time magazine said it's the look of the year, so I'm going to go for it. But they took my ID and it said Ahmed Ahmed on it. They said, oh, your name matched one of the names of the terrorists. We have to do a profile on you. Sorry to inconvenience you. And I said, oh, that's okay. That's why I got here a month and a half early. It's been that heightened security. There was a story where I said that there was this older white couple staring at me, you know, pointing the finger and whispering. And finally the husband walks over to me and taps me on the shoulder and he says, excuse me, just curious if you know how the weather is in Florida, because that's where my wife and I are flying. Where are you flying? And I looked at him and I said, I have a one-way ticket to paradise, my friend. And it was really just self-deprecating. You know, we were all trying to make light of it.
Have you faced a new kind of heckling since September 11th?
I think that what we do that avoids too much heckling from happening is right off the bat we get up on stage and we make fun of the situation. Like one of my jokes now that I lead off with is I say, it's not a good time to be from the Middle East because whenever I watch the news, this is how I see it. Good evening, this is CNN. Iranians suck. Back to you, Bob. So right off the bat, you know, from there, and then I go, you know, I turn to my dad. I say, hey, Dad, take off the turban, man. Put on a yarmulke or something. Better yet, Dad, here's a Raiders hat. You're a Raiders fan. Just go with it. And my dad's going, go Raiders. So right off the bat, I think what we do is by doing that joke is you establish the fact that, hey, man, I'm a little freaked out to be what I am these days. And then we can go on and make fun of other situations. And then if somebody in the crowd goes, you know, hey, towel head, you know, you look at them and you go, that's the best you can come up with. I just made fun of that. If we were up there saying something like, America, you know, you got what you had coming, you know, then, okay, now you're setting yourself up for a beating
Then we get a bottle thrown from the back of the room.
How do you, you know, that? And we're not doing that, you know. We that's one of the things that we try and do, too, is that to make people realize that we're not Middle Eastern comics. We're comics that happen to be Middle East, have a Middle Eastern background. And so, you know, we're American.
We're as white as they come, man.
You know?
I do a bit where I talk about how, you know, the type of women that I've been attracting these days. And the type of women that I've been attracting these days are women that want to rebel against their parents. Mm-hmm. It's always the girl, you know, who really wants to get back at her mom and dad. You know, she'll meet me and go home and call her friend. Stacy, it's me. listen, I met this guy. He's tall, he's handsome, he's hairy, and here's the clincher, he's Arab. My parents would hate him. He's perfect. I think he's gay, though, because he calls some guy named Allah 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, like, when September 11th just happened and when you found out that it was, you know, Islamic fundamentalist terrorists, what went through your mind about what impact this was going to have on your world?
I was born and raised Muslim. And my parents were pretty, you know, strong practicing Muslims. They're not fundamentalists, obviously, but they definitely take the religion seriously. And I went on the pilgrimage to Mecca. I understand Islam pretty well to the way you're supposed to interpret it. So when this happened, I just thought, wow, like, it's going to be so much harder to sit there and explain my religion and my belief to people. So hopefully through comedy, you know, I can do that. I mean, there was such an impact on, like, what Muslims were about. And so it was, like, every Muslim's job to, like, explain themselves over and over. Hey, we're not terrorists. Hey, we're not trying to plot against America. Hey, you know, we're believers of God just like you. And for somebody like myself who was raised Muslim, you know, it's always has been and still will be a challenge to water down any sort of stereotype that the media, you know, has put on it.
And for me, Terry, first of all, just, you know, Iranians aren't actually Arab Americans. We're Middle Eastern Americans.
Right.
But we both go.
Yeah, we both have the sound. Right, exactly. So we're both Americans. But we do have a lot in common. That's true. I'm not as religious as Ahmed. My family hasn't been religious. I think part of it for me has been the whole thing of the Iranian Revolution, and how religion was used to kind of manipulate the, you know, the revolution and the war and just the deaths that were caused after all that. You know, I think I just became kind of non-religious because mm-hmm, of mm-hmm. just seeing how religion can be used for politics.
Yeah, it's hard to really practice a religion these days. In fact, I was talking about my mom, you know, is really, really like an advocate of me being married as soon as possible. I'm 31 years old, going on 32, and she's like, Ahmed, you really have to get married. You have to find a good Muslim woman. Find a good Muslim woman. And I'm like, Mom, I want to see what she looks like first, you know.
Right.
Because you never know that.
There's www.muslimwomen.com. Get on there and order a bride.
Yeah. In fact, I met a girl the other night who looked at me and she said, where are you from? I said, I'm from Egypt. She goes, ooh, you're Egyptian. How mysterious. Make me your Egyptian princess. So I threw a sheet over her head and I told her to be quiet.
Ahmed has strange encounters.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Ahmed Ahmed and Maz Jobrani. They're two comics. Both are Arab American. Ahmed Ahmed is of Egyptian descent. Maz Jobrani of Iranian descent. We're talking about how September 11th has affected their lives as comics. Now, the impression I get is that for each of you, your parents emigrated to the United States, so they probably have accents.
And huge also, accents.
And also, they're not comics, so it's probably right. It's probably more difficult for them to diffuse any kind of hostility or stereotypes that they encounter.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if they've had a more difficult time than you've both had.
My mother, actually, it's funny because she told me she's the nicest lady, and she was at Costco. She was shopping, and she left her shopping cart for a minute, and she went, and she came back, and there was this old lady who was kind of just angry, and I think she had moved my mother's cart or something, or my mother had moved her cart when she'd been looking the other way because my mom was trying to get by, and the lady said, you know, who moved my cart? And my mother said, you know, I did, you know, I had to move it. And the lady just, you know, goes, you know, you shouldn't have done that. She says, well, I was trying to get through. And she goes, well, why don't you just go back home? And my mother said, lady, you go back home. And the lady said something else to my mother. Oh, she swore to my mother. She called her, you know, the B word. And my mother said, she who says it is it. And then, I grew up, I couldn't swear, you know. She who says it is it. And then as the lady's walking away, my mother goes, you old fart. And I mean, my mom never says anything. And here she was, you know, kind of being accosted by this lady. So, yeah, the accent does add to that. And it also adds to the whole, I mean, from the beginning, you know, like you were saying, they come from another country. We come out here and we say we want to be comedians. Like, what, you know, what's that? That's a clown? What is, you know, my mom wanted me to be a lawyer or a doctor. But once I became a comedian, her standards started going down. And now she just to have security in my life, based upon the last guy who came to our house to fix something, she'll recommend that as a career I should get into. You know, so you say, hi, Maz, how's comedy? Okay, have you thought about becoming a washing machine fixer guy? $75, 1.5 hour, that's not bad. It's a skill, you know. So that's where they're coming from.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for talking with us. Thank you.
We'd love for you to come out to the Comedy Store one night.
Yeah, fly me out there.
Where are you exactly?
Philadelphia.
Are you in Philly?
Yeah.
We will fly you out, Terry. No problem. We will get a private plane for you.
I just got my flight license.